We're inching closer to spring, which may have you looking for ways to spruce up your home and or office with some plants. But before you jump right in, it's best to do some research on the type of plant you'd like and the needs it may require. Joining us now for some Plant 101 is Ozzy Gomez, owner of Plant Shop Chicago. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on.
Hey, no, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We're here to talk plants. So where does someone begin? But let's back up a little bit. For those who aren't too familiar with your shop, where are you guys located and what do you specialize in?
Yeah, we're located at 4601 North Elston in Chicago, Illinois. The neighborhood is Albany Park or Mayfair. And we have a big focus on houseplants, indoor plants, tropical plants, even cacti and succulents. A lot of unusual plants. That's kind of what we like to focus. It's what we like to collect in our personal collections. So we like to offer that as well.
I know. I'm really digging the plants in your background there because I'm sure those also have a story that probably aren't too easy to just, you know, sell off to someone like that. So what do you have behind you there?
Yeah, most certainly. Like something like this is a ponytail palm. There's a monstera back there. A rubber tree right here. Variegated trumpet. Plant back there. So these are all plants in our personal collection. I'm currently sitting in our workspace right now, so we like to surround ourselves with these plants, and we do think about the stories that, you know, how we acquired them, who they came from. We like to get to know, especially if we're buying older specimens like that, we like to get to know the people that these plants came from that cared for them for so long.
Oh, that's so cool. So for someone who's looking for something new and trying to add, whether it be to their collection they already have or they want to experience this for the first time, what is it that they need to look for? Where do they start in knowing which one is right for them?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. I mean, there's a few ways to approach it. You know, plants need light, not the same amount of light. Not every plant needs the same amount of light. So figuring that out first, will certainly help you be successful, you know, figuring out which way your windows face. Do they face west? Do they face east, south, north? And knowing how much light you actually get through those windows, that will be the very first thing you should be considering. You bring that information to a nursery, to a plant store like us, and we can certainly help you find something.
So what would you say are some mistakes or just some things that you guys have seen people do, whether they come to you and they're like, help me, I don't know if I can bring this back to life, or hey, just where do I go from here? What are some of those common mistakes you see people do?
Yeah, not watering something properly, you know, based on the amount of light they get is a common mistake. There's two terms, overwatering or underwatering. You know, one of them, the plant's not getting enough water. The other one, the plant's getting just too much water, not drying up in time, not allowing the soil to dry. And so that's one of the common mistakes. And it's just all trying to figure out beforehand how much light you get so that you can balance, you know, the other factors, which would be light, temperature, humidity levels, things like that.
Gotcha. And what are some of those popular plants that are sold out of your shop? And why do you think those ones are the popular ones?
Yeah, I think, you know, monsteras are very popular. Like the one I pointed out, there's one on the screen right now. Monsteras are popular, in my opinion, because it's a rewarding plant. It's a plant that's constantly giving you leaves. So, that aspect of like taking care of something that then takes care of you is there, you know, something that's rewarding like that. A constantly new leaf keeps you engaged with the plant, makes you do a little bit more research, you know, keeping that plant healthy, finding the right spot for it in your house. So Monstera is definitely one of those plants. Sansevierias is another one, more commonly known as snake plants. And to be honest, we've seen a rise in interest in succulents and specifically cacti.
It's interesting that you bring that up too, because I've kind of also been seeing the debate of how do you know the difference between a succulent and something that's more of the cacti family? Is it easy to distinguish the two?
Once you like figure out what the term succulent means, it could be easy. So succulent is the overall family, right? It just means a plant can withstand long periods of drought. It can survive without constantly given water. So now in that big family, there's another subfamily, and that's cacti. Cacti are native to the Americas, North America, Central America, South America. And that's the only place, you know, some of the islands surrounding those as well. That's the only place that cactus are native to. And then there's other things that evolved in other parts of the world that might look like it. That's when it gets confusing, because, for example, a euphorbia, you look at euphorbia, something called pencil cactus will have that common name, although it's not a cactus. So that's when it gets tricky. But from succulent to cactus, if you label a cactus a succulent, you're not wrong.
Good to know. Good to know. Well, there's so much more that Ozzy and his team can teach you guys through a number of workshops that you guys host as well. What are some of the things that people can learn when they go and visit you and see some of your workshops as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, coming into our store, you'll be greeted with someone very knowledgeable in plants. This is what we like. We love plants. So if you come in and want to talk plants, sometimes you'll have to cut us off because we're just trying to spill all the information. But if you come in here, you'll learn things like, how to properly water your plants, the right substrate for your plants, even to the right planters. There's a lot of beautiful planters out there, but some of them might be wrong for your plants. So you learn stuff like that through our workshops. You can take terrarium workshops. You can do flow arrangement workshops. You can even just sketch and have fun, draw plants, stare at plants, and add some benefit of plants in your life.
And I understand you guys also have plant auctions. So if anyone's looking to add something new, it could be a competitive way to get something different.
Most definitely. We do auctions every Sunday through our Instagram, which is just Plant Shop Chicago. At 6:30 p.m. Central Time, we do auctions.
Oh, that sounds so fun and competitive. Ozzy, is there anything else you'd like to add or you'd like people to know about your shop or just plants during the spring season in general?
Yeah, I mean, right now in the spring season is the perfect time to start repotting your plants. So just come on in, ask us what you're repotting, let us know what you're repotting, ask us questions like using the right soil for your planters. We can give you a hand with that. If you want to bring your plants in, we can help you repot them too. There's no cost to that. But it's the perfect time to get into plants. If you're just getting into them, it's the perfect time to repot your plants.
Great information there, Ozzy. Thank you so much. Joining us, we appreciate it. Have a good one.
No, thank you for having me.